بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
We have been discussing a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related to the topic of racism. And it is quite obvious why we are discussing the topic, because of what has happened recently, where a black man became the target of racism and was brutally murdered because of that. Yesterday we spoke of a hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that our outer appearance, in terms of our color, in terms of our cultural background, in terms of our race, had absolutely no criteria in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A second hadith on this topic, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِحَسْبِ مِرْءٍ مِنَ الشَّرْءٍ أَيَّحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you look down and you despise your Muslim brother because of his race, because of his color, because of the cultural background, because of the language that he speaks, because of the region that he comes from, if you do that, you look down on that person and you despise that person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no matter what level of piety you think you have, you are an evil person. It is enough to declare you an evil person in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Muslimu ala al-Muslim haramun damuhu wa maluhu irdu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the next person's, the next Muslim's blood is haram for you. The next person's wealth is haram for you. Now think of these two. We understand the unlawfulness of that. You'll never take the life of another Muslim, because you understand how sacred the life is. You never take the wealth and usurp the wealth and steal the wealth of another Muslim. Why? Because you know it's unlawful, and you understand the seriousness of it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, just as serious as taking his life and stealing his wealth is his irb. What is his irb? His reputation. His reputation. So you look down on him because of his race, you look down at him because of his cultural background, because of his surname, because of the family he belongs to. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that is as haram as it is to take that person's life. Not that I grant us the understanding.